Accession number 19911, Reel 5.
Claude Reel 5. You were just saying you were hoping somebody would say something profound.
Yes. It was one of those curious. It was a beautiful evening, I don't remember. I sat down on the grassy stretch of the aerodrome at Cook's Arm and tried to collect my thoughts, and all I could think of was this. That's the end of that. We don't anymore. We don't have to dig stick trenches and hear the sound, that awful sound of the Nebelwerfer, the multi-barrel mortar. We're no more will we hear the shells screeching over. And yet, there should have been a great sense of relief. But there we are. We should really have somebody to organise something. We should have all gathered round, raised our mugs and said, here's to the PBI, here's to the poor bloody infantry. Yes, that's what we should have done.
How do you feel now about having served in the Coldstream Guards in the Second World War?
I think it was... I think I have an enormous pride in having been in the 5th Battalion Coldstream Guards in wartime. I don't think I would ever have made a soldier in peacetime. I wasn't a particularly good soldier anyway. I did get two stripes made up to a corporal during the action, so therefore, well, the fact that I was frightened can't have shown very much. Pride, definite pride on being a member of the 5th Battalion Coldstream.
Did you have any lasting effects on you, either physically or mentally, from having served in a war?
Strangely enough, the odd dream I've had where I'm back in a wartime atmosphere, the odd dream, but very, very rarely have I pursued this path. It's mostly, one forgets all the ghastly, horrible sights. Not forgets, but I think puts them out of one's mind. You can't go on living with that, can you?
And the things that you've told me, things that you put on tape, do you think they're accurate?
I don't think there's not a word that's untrue in the whole lot.